live in Lansing every afternoon with Cheryl Fritz. This is Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back to Fritz and Friends, everyone. Cheryl Fritz here along with producer Scott Eckersley, 1320 WILS, streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me now on the phone, Joy Berwald, who is fitness director at the YMCA Westside Y, if I'm correct. Is that right?
That's right, Cheryl. Thank you for having me.
Very good, Joy. Well, the reason I wanted to get a hold of you is here we are 3 weeks into the new year, and we always hear everybody's New Year's resolution. I'm going to get fit. I'm going to get in better shape. And I just wanted to check in with someone who's doing this every day and watching folks. How are we doing this new year? Are we holding fast to our New Year's resolution of the folks wanting to get in shape?
I think this year has been the best year so far. I've been here for 8 years now, and I think this year people are hanging on more than any other year before, and it's been great to see people team building, camaraderie, making new friends, taking classes, trying all different kinds of approaches to fitness to help keep them motivated and connected. And you have the ones that drop off, that come in, that go 100 miles an hour, and they're so sore the next day that they can't even get out of bed. But we really reiterate to people to kind of come in, take it slow, get connected, try a few of the different plans and programs that we have, and that really, really helps. And we have things like a jump start program for any member of the YMCA, and that's 3 training appointments with a personal trainer to get you on track and to kind of get your head wrapped around it and figure out why you're doing what you're doing so that you're not just coming in and going crazy and going off the deep end and then falling off the bandwagon in 2 or 3 weeks. So we've got a group right here. I'm just watching them run by my office. Something else that helps keep accountability is doing things with friends, and I see, or coworkers. I've got a group in here this afternoon from Michigan Millers, and one of my instructors works out there, and she's brought a group in, and they come in every other Friday, and they do some group exercise work together, and they are very sweaty right now, but having a good time. We call it the pre-happy hour workout here on Friday afternoon, so it's all good. So that always helps, having friends and coworkers or family or somebody to work out with. So that's another nice key to being successful.
I was going to say that accountability quotient, it has a value, doesn't it? If somebody knows, well, I'm going to meet Cheryl or I'm going to meet Joy at the gym, you kind of hate to let them down too, and that can help get you there.
Oh, it totally can. And another thing we ask people is, you know, why are you doing this? Is it because you want to do your first 5K or a triathlon, or maybe you just want to play with your grandkids next summer on a camping trip? You know, it doesn't matter what you're doing, but if you can have a goal to work toward, and once you get that goal accomplished and you feel how great it feels to be on a regular, consistent exercise program, you miss it when you're not doing it, and you feel the health benefits of you know, feeling better. And then, of course, looking better, but then sleeping better and just having more energy and, you know, all the good things that come with being healthy and keeping off those, you know, all those illnesses that can, as we grow older, the diabetes and the heart disease and range of motion issues and injuries and things like that. We can keep those at bay just by staying active. It kind of is the old saying, you don't use it, you lose it kind of thing. So, we have classes here and things here from even little tiny kids in this pool all the way up to, you know, we have senior classes we have a class called Silver Sneakers, and we have Enhanced Fitness, and we have Arthritis Aquatics, and you name it. So there's everything here from very beginning level of exercisers, or we call them health seekers, people that are seeking health but not quite sure, a little apprehensive about it. So we have beginner level classes like Ease Into Yoga or beginner group cycling or maybe even a runner's class. People love to know what running's about. And I even took that class and I thought, you know, you just go out and run, but actually, there's a whole science to it. It's really fun. And that group does things together even outside of the Y. So you kind of, again, make friends and make those connections, and it keeps you, like you said, accountable. And that is a big key for sure.
You just mentioned something that I also think is important. People may hit the gym and, like, do a whole circuit of weights or something and then be ready to die the next day. That's not the way to do it. You ease into it. Talk to someone like yourself who can give you some advice on how to, if you're just coming off the couch, what you need to be doing to ease in so you do enjoy and come back.
Exactly, and that is so important, and I think that's why our, you know, Jumpstart program is really great, because they can meet with a fitness coach or a personal trainer, you know, talk about their goals, talk about what they're going to do, and have that trainer kind of customize a workout for them, starting out gently and slowly, and then building up, and then they get to meet with that trainer three times, and they can space it out. So if they want to meet with a trainer once a week for 3 weeks, that gets you 3 weeks, and they, you know, it's like 3 weeks you're into a routine, takes about 3 weeks to develop a habit, good or bad, and hopefully it's a good habit here at the Y, and they enjoy what they're doing, and again, there's a friendly face here that they know, and again, get connected and plugged in and feel like, gosh, I have an appointment with my, you know, with my trainer or with myself, or like you said, a friend to meet at the Y, and I want to go there and work out. It becomes a want to do and not a got to do, and I've got to say the best thing, one of the best things I love about the Y is very family oriented, which is fabulous, but the weather is always nice here. Like right now, everybody's in here and they're shorts and their t-shirts, and it's about 70 degrees and it's beautiful. So it's kind of like taking a little vacation right in the middle of Lansing, which is wonderful.
I'm all over that 70 degrees and wearing shorts.
Love it.
What's important for folks also to know is you don't have to spend a fortune to do this.
No,
I mean, the YMCA,
not.
I mean, come on. It's been around forever because it works, and it's a great spot.
Exactly. And the whole family can participate, which is great. I started out here being a member myself 20 years ago, and it was a place where I could come, drop my kids off and tot watch. They loved it. They got a break. They got to play and have a great time and see little friends there. I got to go work out in a fitness class. My husband would go do karate, and then we'd all, you know, meet up and go have a healthy dinner somewhere. And so we did that a couple times a week, and I thought, this is pretty cool. It's a good, clean, safe environment, and it's very family oriented, and it is very, very, very affordable. So it seems like, you know, this day and age when we got to watch every penny, and maybe we can't take that extra vacation or we can't buy the boat or whatever it is we used to do, we certainly can't not afford to invest in our health and wellness, because it's better to take your medicine here at the Y, I always say, than go to the hospital or the doctor and have to take preventative medicine is what it is.
Absolutely. And maybe you didn't get off to the right foot. We've got just a couple of seconds left, but boy, okay. It's certainly not too late to start January off in this year in a better fashion.
You bet. And we're having an open house tomorrow. We'd love to invite everybody to come in 9 to 11. We're giving tours and showing people our beautiful facility here on Old Lansing Road. We'd love to see you tomorrow. And we have Meet the Trainers. All our trainers are here. And you can kind of see some of the classes in action and take part in a few things that we've demo type things we have going on. So we'd love to see everybody come on in tomorrow.
So they can just give a call to get more information about
yes,
that?
Yes, you bet.
Very good. What's the number?
The number here is 827-9670.
Very good. Well, Joy, I'm excited just listening to you.
Yeah, it's fun. You've got to come in.
Very,
look forward to seeing you in the gym.
There you go. Oh, boy. Okay, I'm in now. All right. Joy, have a great weekend.
You too. Thanks
so much.
Talk to you later.
Bye-bye. Joy Burwald, fitness director at the Westside YMCA. I'm exhausted just talking to her. That was a workout. Love the energy. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends right after this.